truth, thought, and felt it, that Krishna is one with me. Again, the wife of demigod, watching from the sky, the fell in the laps of their husband, in, out of sense. There are so many laps and laps, demands. Demands means?
Aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes are there. Yes. And all that.
Her
husband. They were sent so they could not flower. But their husband. These are five demigods were not out of sense, but their wives were out of sense. Five.
They were more advanced? They were more advanced?
They were already strong, better than their husband.
That's
today.
When he was blind in Navadvi, and he was living there, he used to go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and here and there. One day he was out of his hut, Bhajan Kuti. A serpent came and climbed on the Shukka. Shukka, you know, upon whom Krishna used to take Makhan Mishri, coming from up roof. He has kept something in a pot. In a pot he has kept it, some rice or anything. So, serpent came and climbed on that rope, and again he went on. So an old lady was seen. When Gokushwar Das Maharaj returned and began to take something from that pot, he at once shouted loudly, "Babaji, Babaji, don't take." He told it, repeated it 3-4 times. But Babaji was not hearing her words. Hearing, but that's why. At last, he told that, "Babaji, don't take that thing. A serpent has gone upon this. It may be that the poison is there. So you will at once die if you will take." He said loudly, in a mood of crowds,
and
that if I die, what is to you? You should go away from here. I want to die and I will take. He told that a devotee who wants Krishna, prem, there should not be any related to ladies. But here Krishna has come to establish dharma, religion. And for why this reason? In Mahabharata Yuddha, he has done so much to dharma sthapanaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So he has come to establish religion, satya, parupakar, all these qualities. And King Parikshit is seeing that these Kishori girls, not girls, married to other gopis, and Krishna has called them dancing alone in Jamuna Upakul, and no other is there, only these ladies are there, and the, all the ladies are between 12 to 14. And they have been married to other gods. Parikshit Maharaj told, and in sabha means in
assembly,
when Sukadeva Goswami was explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, all kinds of persons were there, some devotees, but number of devotees were very, very few. Number of jnani, karmi, yogi, tapasvi were more. So, and he has read all the shastras. Everywhere, it is very great sin to say other wife's mouth or anything that is there. All persons should treat the ladies as her mother, as his mother, or his daughter, or his sister. Any of the relations a man can see, only husband can see as his wife. And he should treat her not always as a wife, only to yield child, and in very few numbers. Otherwise, he should be treated unreligious person. So seeing all this, Parikshit Maharaj told him, we are told all gopis are assembled. Krishna has told them that na pareham nirvadda sanjiva, that I am so much go to you all, because you have left your father, mother, brother, brother-in-law, father-in-law, everything you have left for me, and your meeting to me is so topmost religious, because we are related in Atma, we are not this physical body, listening, but they knew that as if they are doing Narlija, but Krishna is always Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, and Sarva Shakti is always there. He has no Agya. Also gopis, Sarva Shakti being Sarva Shakti, and Kaya Vyuha Sarva Shakti, all are like Krishna. There is no Agya, nothing bad thing. Especially Krishna as gopis are more than Atmaram. Atmaram, you know, more than Atmaram. And no worldly lecture or anything, emotion or anything. Even Sukadeva Goswami is half in level, no calm, nothing. How Krishna and gopis have all these things? But the person who is lower qualification, they have no such bhakti. They are bound to think that Krishna is meeting with gopis only for lust and all this. That is why all acharyas have told, and they have given oath, that these things should not be raised, and should not be explained in general mass, because they will not understand. So Parikshit Maharaj was going to die, and all her all has come, all the rishis and maharshis. In that, Parashar is there, Das is there, Nayarat is there, Ugdev Goswami is there, Vasishtha, Lomaharsha, Kabi Habi, so many persons, so many good rishis are there, but some are also yogi, some are also jnani, some are also karmi. In that assembly, there are so many persons, those who have no knowledge about speech and utterance. And I think that there will be very few in number that is know that Krishna body and Gopi's body are not a mortal. We know that Krishna body is not mortal. We also know. But we have not conquered our lust and all these things. What to tell lust? Even we have not conquered our mind. Kaam, krodh, lobh, adha. So, Parikshit Maharaj, for them he is telling that Krishna has come to establish religion. But religions are so many, some general, some special, and bhakti is highest, topest religion. Krishna has come for three things to establish. Prema bhakti also to say prema bhakti of Vrijavasi and to give it for whole world devotees, good devotees, yes. Also to finish a dharma and to establish general dharma, varnashram dharma and all this. To everything he wants to do. So Parikshit Maharaj has now, he has no sandesh, doubt. He has no doubt, actually, because he has placed in the laps of Krishna. He has no doubt. But for all those persons, that they should know why, if Krishna has played with all gopis, and did like lust a person, understand? You know? That a person who has lust and does, Krishna has does about same thing for them. So they are jnani and all others there. They are in mind thinking that what Sukadev Goswami is telling. It may arise any doubt, so Parikshit Maharaj is telling to Krishna that you have come to Sansthapanaya Dharmasya Prasamayeta Itarasyacha. Avachirnohi Bhagavan Ansena Jagadishwara. Jagadishwara, Krishna Jagadishwara. He is Sarvakaran Karanam Adi and Anadi, root of all. He is the root of dharma also, as we have told in Gita and Bhagavata. So why Krishna did it so katham that he embraced gopis? He himself did not husband, he did like so, he removed the thread window and did all these things a man should not do, a dharmic person. Why he has done? You know the history of Shankar. Shankar means Shiva, who was naked, like Sukadev Goswami. And Uma was with so much singar, and she was sitting on the lap of Shankar. And all the rishis and maharshis were there, and all the demigods were there. They are telling nothing. But Chitraketu Maharaj came, as a friend he told, laughing, in joke, that you are giving
instruction
to all persons, all yogi, rishi, maharshi. But what you are doing so? Alone you can sit like this, but in this assembly you should not sit like this. Then Parvati became angry and she told that you are the master of Shankar. Here Brahma and all other demigods and all rishis and maharshis are here, but they are not teaching Shankar, but you have only come to teach him all these things. Are you master of Shankar? Then he became so angry and gave
curse.
That he should be a apostle. Here we see that Shankar became no angry, but his wife became angry. Why? It seems that he has some
Dehatmabhiman.
Dehatmabhiman means? No difference between body and soul. That they can be angry. If he is told to Sukadeva Goswami, he will not be angry. He will not hear all these things. He can be out of all these things. So Shankar became some envied with Parvati. And he told that, as you have given curse to Chitraketu Maharaj, if he will say that I will not take, then what will be? It will come to you. If you are giving me 100 rupees or 1 lakh of rupees, I told that I will not take, then where it will go? To you again? So if he is not taking your cause, then finally it will come to you. But he smiling and he took. It means that you have some this relation with body. You are meaning that body is myself. So here we see that Shankar did not take all these things, but Uma Parvati took all these things, and that is why he became angry. He became angry. So in this assembly there were so many persons who can think like so, or afterward anyone read this or explain this, they will also think like so, that Krishna has done against dharma, religion. So sa katham dharma setuna, Krishna is dharma setuna. Setuna, setu means pool.
Bridge.
No? In a river, to cross river, a pool is needed. Also, to cross sea, Mahasagar, Ramchandra has made
a bridge.
Similarly, in Paramartha Rajya, Paramartha Rajya, you understand? Spiritual realm. Also from this Bhava Mahasagar, we'll have to cross this Sagar, birth and death. It is Mahasagar, ocean, great ocean. Krishna is setu between this world and that world. He cannot do anything against religion. what is improper, Krishna cannot do. He cannot tell lies, he cannot have lust, he cannot be angry. All good qualities are in Krishna. Good means all are chetan guna, chit guna. No worldly good is there. And he is said to, mean all follow Krishna. Jajjad acharati, sestar sattat, itarojana. And especially to cross this Bhavasindhu, Bhavasindhu means but this great ocean, Krishna is said to, by following the what upadesh, instructions of Krishna, anyone can go to that world, crossing this mountain. So being so, and Bhakta, he has told Gita, he has told Uddhava Sandeep, all Shastra has come from Krishna. Shastra Jonitva, where? Brahma Sutra. In Brahma Sutra, gist of all Upanishads is Brahma Sutra, told by Vyasa. In Vyasa Sutra, he has told that the Krishna is Shastra Yonitva. He is the whole origin of all Shastra. Or by Shastra, anyone can know Krishna. So being so, Krishna, Pahi Pratipam Acharat, why he did all these activities against Shastra, against Sadachar, and against the religion? Why he did so? Pratipam. Here Pratipam means thug, teacher. Also pretending to be religious person. But actually he is against religious things. He is called Pratik in Sanskrit. He has said Pratipavata, like unreligious person, like teacher, like unreligious person. Because he is Brahma. Brahma means Chetan, Chit. Vedu Chit is Brahma. And he is also Brahman. Out of Achit. And all these bad qualities and all luck and everything to see, to do all these things, what he has done is not a duty of Brahman. Brahman is out of all this. So why he did? Especially he, Paradara Vimarsanam, Paradara, the wife of others, all other ghosts. Why he touched them? Why he saw them? Why he embraced them? Why he did so? Here Jiva Goswami is telling something, and Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling something. This is great something. From Vaishnava Toshin and then Vishwanatha Bhakti. He is telling that Krishna has called all the gopis by his clothes. And after that, they have done Premala, premalap means
loving conversation.
What loving conversation? Krishna told that swagatam o mahamahala. Swagatam. Welcome. I am welcoming you. But why welcome? No reply. You have come to see me. Or you have come to see the natural scenery. Yamuna is flowing. It is moonlight night, moon night, full moon. Flowers are blooming. So fragrant and seetal. Cool air is blowing. You have come to see all this. Oh, when this dignity spoke, then Krishna also again told, so you are anamaya prajam. Whether any
disturbance
in Braja, that you have come to tell me. Why you have come? Oh yes, you have come to see me. I am Lord of Lords. Now you should return. You are the wife of all ghosts. You should not stay here. Because night is dark and everything is dark, so dangerous. Wild beasts are here. And you should return and serve your husband, children, father and mother and all others. Then Gopiji replied to him, and Krishna is bound to them. That we are beginning, charity beginning from home. So you should, and you are teaching us so many religious things, but you should treat like that. Ye jathang mam prapadyante. And after that, so many things that, at last Krishna that told that, I was not out of sight, but I was with you all time. And I was thinking that what you were talking together in my dira separation. And I saw that in the whole world up to now, separation like you, separation mode like I have not seen. In any shastra I have not read. I am ready to you. I am
ready to you.
Na pareham ribadvasa. And though there are so many things. After that, primala. And after that dance together, to each, with each gopi dancing, touching the bodies, and when Srimati Radhika became out of sight, Krishna also left Virat, met Radhika in alone, and he did Singar in Vrindavan here, and again he did prasadam to Radha Maan. Also he told that leaving all gopi I can go to Radhika. So their mud weight was down, mud, you know, mud. And he pleased Srimati Radhika. Again leaving Radhika, he again went out of sight. After that, he came inside as a Madan, and Gopis asked questions, so many questions, that those who do frame, anyone do frame to them. If anyone does not have frame, but yet one does frame, and another type of person whether you do prema or not, there is no prema among who you are. Krishna is skillfully so that I am not among them. And Krishna counted them 9 stages.
No.
And he told that I am out of all that. Then who are you? Gopis began to clap that Krishna has come in our prayer. Now he is Guru Drohi. We are first thinking that Krishna is
a Kshatriya.
But now he himself admitted that he is Guru Drohi. But Krishna began to laugh and told that, no, I am not Guru Drohi. I am Suhid of you, very beloved to you. I have escaped only to show the whole world to Narad and Brahma and all other very dearest devotees that your love for me, your affection for me is so high that I have become your debtor.